whistle while you work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. This morning, it's my pleasure to welcome into the studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, representative of the Mystic Cycle Center, located obviously in Mystic, Connecticut. Rob Capel is here. Welcome, Rob. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always nice to get someone into the studio that has something interesting to talk about. And I think you have a very interesting subject because a lot of people, well, just about everyone at one time or another in their life was on a bike. And like the old saying, you know, it's just like riding a bike. You remember how to do it, although some of us probably haven't done it for a while, but we're going to find out that you can change all that, right?
Absolutely. It's a lot easier to ride bikes now than it was when we were kids.
All right. Well, we'll find out all about that. First, let's find out a little bit about you. You're the owner of the shop. About how long in business?
You know, Mike, we've been there for just about 30 years.
Wow, 30 years.
I don't always like to admit that in public, but yes, it's been a great run.
No, that's pretty amazing because actually there aren't a lot of businesses that can say they've been around for 30 years. You know, the average life, as you probably are aware of independent businesses is somewhere in the 5 to 6 year area. So when you start to make it to 10, 15, 20, 25, you're doing something right, obviously. So that's a good thing. Let's find out a little bit about your background. Are you from the area of Mystic?
No, I grew up on the East Coast. I'm from New Jersey originally.
I know.
The Garden State. It's a lovely place. I've traveled all over the country. I lived in California for years. I've spent some time in Martha's Vineyard in New Hampshire, but I've been in Mystic now for 30 years.
Okay, so 30 years in Mystic, and were you, before you came to Mystic, you mentioned Martha's Vineyard or New Hampshire, were you in the cycle business at that point?
No, I originally was in the film and television production business. I made a living in California for several years, working on everything from music videos to live theater and movies on location in places like Montana. But quickly determined that the film business is a bit fickle, and L.A. was not really the place for me.
I know a lot of people that have been that route that thought that that was for them, and then when we got there, they said, no, I don't think this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. Well, welcome back, so to speak, 30 years later. But it's kind of an interesting thing when you travel around, like I've had the good fortune to do. It's always nice to come back to New England for me.
It is. I missed the change of seasons. I missed the East Coast. I enjoyed my time out in California, but I'm an East Coast guy.
There you go. All right, let's talk a little bit about the shop. Where is it located exactly?
We are on Route 1 in Mystic, just north of downtown.
Just north of downtown on Route 1. And what any neighbors, would people know the neighborhood if you were to say you're near? How far from the seaport, for example?
Well, we're very close to the seaport. We're close to the Big Y supermarket and the Bruce DeLon car dealership, also on Route 1. They are our neighbors.
Okay, there we go. That'll give a lot of people to, in their head, figure out exactly where you are if they're not familiar with the store. Now, let's talk about bicycles and bikes. First off, is this something that is growing, or is this like horse whips, you know, buggy whips, they're going something of the past?
No, the buggies may be part of the past. Bicycles are growing, the use is growing, and hopefully will continue to do so. As I said, I've been in the business a long time. My brother had a shop before me. So between the two of us, we've been in this business for almost 40 years, and we've seen quite a lot of changes, most of them for the better.
Well, it's the kind of thing where people, as I mentioned at the top of the show, everybody is familiar. We don't have to explain what bikes are, so that's the good news. Everybody's familiar with that. But do you find that people that are getting on in years, so to speak. Let's say, you know, they rode when they were teenagers or when they were little kids, and then they kind of get away from it?
Absolutely. We see this pattern quite often. As people get out of high school and get their driver's license, you might see them disappear for a few years. But as we get on in years, we see the benefit and value of exercise and not using a car for everyday purposes. Some of the bikes now are so easy to get around town, you don't really need a car to get into, say, downtown Mystic or downtown Westerly or to the crowded areas. You can use your bike to do all your daily errands, pharmacy, bank, liquor store, whatever it is you want to do.
Now, when I was growing up, there was this place called Benny's, and they were known for having lots of bikes, and then big box stores came in, and they kind of took a lot of that business away, and now Benny's is gone. And now it seems like if you want a good quality thing, you've got to go to an independent. You're not going to find it at the big box store, right?
Well, you know, as fond as I was of Benny's, I loved that store. The big box stores like the Walmarts and the Dick's Sporting Goods, they have bikes there. They are not of the same caliber as you'll find in your local bike shop for a lot of reasons.
Right. And obviously the probably even bigger part of that, I would think, would be the knowledge of the employees and the service that goes along with it.
Absolutely. I have people that have been with us for 15 years. Everybody that works in the store is an enthusiast, rides bikes, understands bikes, works on bikes. It's hard to find independent retailers that have that kind of experience these days. We all remember the local hardware store. Well, now you have Home Depot and you have to search for somebody to try to find you in the lumber aisle. So the independent bike dealer is one of the last bastions of local service and expertise.
Yeah, it's a big help if you were, you know, questioning, well, do I want to do this or I don't want to do this? Finding somebody that knows the nitty-gritty, as they say, and what you might be comfortable on or what kind of bike you need is, you know.
Absolutely. I find that I speak with people all the time that may have a bicycle they've had for a long time, and they've got the attitude, oh, it's perfectly good. I rode it when I was back in college. And then I'll look at them today as they're trying to ride that bike, and quite often I'm able to make suggestions on fit, changes to the bike that actually make the experience more fun for them again and get them back on the bike, because that is the goal.
Yeah, you know, people that have old bikes, as you mentioned, might need fixing up. Is there any kind of certification or like car dealerships? How does
Absolutely.
That work?
Absolutely. Yes, we have certified mechanics. We have people who have been working on bikes for many, many years. And with all things, experience counts. And we can fix up your old bike. We can make changes to it to accommodate your changing body and your attitude. We also sell all the new bikes, including the e-bikes, which have really been a great new revolution in cycling, enabling people to keep riding until their golden years.
When you say e-bikes, we're talking about the ones that are electric, right?
Not correct. They're still
not
a bicycle.
Something online.
That's right. These are not scooters. They're not motorcycles. There's no throttle. They're still bicycles. You pedal them and they go. You stop pedaling them and they stop. But they have an assist in them that is adjustable. You can use as little assist or as much as you'd like. And it allows you to get up and down hills, to keep riding with people that may be faster or stronger riders than you. But when you need that assist, it's there for you.
So this is something that you know, you would plug in, so to speak, at home with a regular household current.
Absolutely. You just plug it into a regular outlet, and it charges up just like your computer, your phone, or any right. other appliance.
And that enables people to have that little advantage of not worrying about keeping up with the teenagers.
Well, that's that's exactly right. And as how I've passed that 60-year-old mark, and I still try to ride with a lot of the younger guys and people at the shop. And having that little extra boost is certainly nice to be able to keep up with people 20 and 30 years my junior.
Now, I remember years ago when motorized, if you will, bicycles came out. There was a big thing about, do they have to be listed as a motorcycle? Do they need a special license? Is there something special with the registration? But you're avoiding that with these new styles, right?
It's not so much an avoidance. It's still a bicycle. It's not necessary. You don't need any special skills. If you can ride a bike, You can ride an e-bike.
Yeah, what I mean by avoiding is avoiding the hassles of having it registered and all that sort of stuff.
No trip to the DMV is necessary.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to make that clear that this is something that is just a regular bicycle, so to speak. Now, what would you say the average person, if they were, you know, had not been doing this for a while and they listening to this show and say, you know what, I'd like to get outside and start riding again. Do they go into their garage and dig out that old bike and bring it to you, or are they better off starting from scratch?
Well, I guess it depends on how long that bike's been sitting in the garage. We fix up old bikes for people all the time, but really the cost and beauty of the new bikes is not that expensive. And there's a style for everybody, for somebody who just wants to cruise around the neighborhood with their kids, get some exercise, get into triathlons, whatever it is you want to do. A good local bike shop should have everything for you. And we certainly have those in stock.
So that's an ideal thing. When you stop and think about what cars cost nowadays, or even motorcycles, what the cost of that is, bicycles, in my estimation, haven't gone as crazy price wise as, you know, when I bought my first car for $500. Now it's $30,000.
That's true. You know, people sometimes walk into a bike shop and are a little surprised that maybe you can't get one for $199 anymore. But the truth is, the bicycles are priced. I see people who pay more for one golf club than they do for an entire bicycle.
Well, that's amazing, because it is a piece of transportation, and there are some people in some areas that can get around nicely with a bicycle, I would think, versus having a car. And, you know, I just need to go to the post office. I need to go to the bank. I need to, you know, it's a nice day. I want to do this. And they can just hop on and go.
Absolutely. There's a lot of truth to that. And there's a lot of evidence that I've seen with my own eyes that the people who use the bike more regularly seem to be happier, in better shape, and able to handle the day-to-day struggles of life with a more even keel.
All right. And if they have a bike that they purchased from you and they've used it for a while and they need a tune-up, so to speak, that's something you obviously
absolutely
handle.
Absolutely. Service is a big part of it. Every new bike that you purchase from the Mystic Cycle Center comes with free service for a year, unlimited free service, so that any adjustments, tweaks that are needed to be done to the bike come in anytime, and we can take care of that. We fix up old bikes. We refurbish bikes. We tune up bikes from other stores, whether it's even a big box store. We're able to tune those up as well.
All right. And can people go online and get information about that?
They can. Maybe our website isn't as good as it should be, but it's better to come on into the store and just speak with one of the staff. It's so much easier, I find, to talk to somebody in person who actually knows what they're speaking about and talking about and has the experience to explain something to you in a way that makes it easy for you to understand.
Now, a lot of our listeners like to use the telephone. They can call you and just find out if you're going to be there or what the story is, if they want to come in. What phone number can they dial?
Absolutely. The phone number for the Mystic Cycle Center is 860-572-7433. That's 572-RIDE for the Mystic Cycle Center.
Oh, well, there you go. That was a good
one. Yeah, it's a nice catchy phrase. I like that one.
I like that. And what are the hours of operation?
We're open every day except Wednesdays in the winter. We're open 10 to 6 during the week, and we stay late on Thursdays till 8 o'clock. Saturday, we're there 10 to 5, and Sunday, we're there noon to 5.
All right, even on Sunday, great. Well, let's take a short break. We'll come back and find out a lot more about the Mystic Cycle Center. The Mystic Cycle Center is the subject of this morning's Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very happy to be sitting with one of the owners of Mystic Cycle Center. Rob Capel is here, and we've been talking about different things having to do with bicycles. Now, when I was a kid, going back a long time ago, just right after the Civil War, we started out with tricycles. And then we'd work our way up to a small bike with training wheels and so forth, and then get on to the, you know, the regular, you know, whatever it was, Schwinn at the time, whatever the favorite brand was, and you graduated that. And that was usually the end of it. For most people that I know, that's the cycle they went through. Now, can people still follow that same tradition?
Absolutely. We've been there long enough now that we've had customers who started as kids who are bringing us their kids for their first bike. We do a few things that try to separate us and make the kids' bikes more affordable. One is we have a guaranteed 2-year trade-up on all kids' bikes. Parents like to try to get that one bike that the kid's going to have forever. Unfortunately, or fortunately, kids grow and age and their abilities change. So any kid's bike that you purchase from us, you can bring it back anytime within 2 years. And we'll give you half of your original purchase price towards the purchase of a new, bigger bicycle. And you can keep doing that until you get up to the adult sizes.
Excellent. So that's that's a great deal. So you start off, you have someone, and what's the young age for riding a bicycle? Is it 7? Is it 8?
We see them at 3, 4, 5 is really when they start. Absolutely. Depends on the family and where they live. But yeah, we get kids that are surprisingly competent at a young age and get on the bikes and just start cruising around. One of the fun things about our new location, I say new, we've been there almost 15 years, is that it's big enough that the kids can kind of just ride around inside and have fun and pick out a new bike. And it's really wonderful to see the kids. They have such a great time when they're getting their new bikes.
Now, am I kind of out of date here when I talk about training wheels? Are those days gone?
No, there's still some training wheels, absolutely. But they, quickly progress out of those as they start to ride, especially the younger kids. As they've got the older brother and sister, they want to keep up, and they're usually the daredevils of the family.
Now, speaking of family, what about family riding? If you have a 6-year-old, which is on a bicycle, and a 10-year-old, and then maybe an infant. You have accessories to handle.
Yeah, that's a good
like
question, Mike. Absolutely. There are the traditional kid seats. There are trailers. There's even a thing called a trailer bike, which is sort of a half bike that you attach to the parent's bicycle. And that's great for the kid. It's even better for the parent because now they're not stuck just walking behind their child in the neighborhood. They can go for a ride, and the kid is right there with them.
All right. So that's a great advantage, probably something new. And we talked earlier about the e-bikes. Are they available in anything other than the traditional bike style, in other words?
Oh, sure. And in fact, the e-bikes, if you come in, you may not even notice that they are the e-bikes. The batteries are integrated right into the frames. They look like normal bikes. They just give you that little advantage of being able to, it's almost like somebody's giving you a push when you need it.
Really? I've just had in my head that there was going to be this big tank-looking thing that was on the...
No, it really has been amazing. I mean, that's one of the great things that we've seen. I mean, you just mentioned the brand Schwinn. Well, that's what we all had when we were kids. Unfortunately, that's what you see now in some of the big box stores. They're not owned by the Schwinn family anymore. They got... They sort of went bankrupt a couple times, been bought out, and are more of a corporate bike that you see in the Walmarts and that kind of store. What you see in the bike shop are brands like Trek and Specialized. Those are two of the biggest brands in the country, and we're able to feature them both.
Wow. Okay, so the old names, like the one you just mentioned, Schwinn, that is what a lot of people would say if you had a game show and somebody said, give me the name of a bicycle brand. I think a lot of people would go there and, maybe Columbia.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, you're dating yourself a little bit, Mike, but absolutely. And, you know, it's too bad because, people will come in and say, oh, well, I saw the Schwinn. Isn't that a great bike? And you don't want to have to say anything negative about another brand, but they're not the same as they were when we were kids.
Yeah, it's like a lot of companies that have been sold off. They're using the name. I know that's true with a lot of watches. For example, people will buy a watch thinking it was what their grandfather had, but it's not the same thing anymore. And probably the same case as what you're saying with the bicycles. So, all right, we've got the family out riding around. We've got a bicycle. that is appropriate for dad. We've got the trailer for the 4 or 5 year old, right?
And that's right. And for some reason, it always seems like mom's the last one to get the new bike. So, mom, you don't have to wait to be the last. Just come on in, and we'll make sure that you get something that's fun to ride as well.
And when you say mom or dad or male or female, still a difference in the style of the bike, male to female?
Well, yes, not as much as there used to be. And, you know, people always ask me, well, who are your riders? And really, it's you know, 8 to 80, men, women, you know, kids, grandparents. Mm-hmm. There's a bike for everybody. In fact, you know, sometimes you walk into a store like ours and there's so many bikes, you think, oh, my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. I'm not sure what to get. So we do something called 30 Days to Like Your Bike. We really try to help you pick the right thing, you know, right then when you're in the store. But if for any reason you're unhappy with that bike, any time within the first month, you get to bring it back to us and we'll give you full credit towards any other bike.
Wow. So that's amazing. That's two things that you said like that with the children's bikes where they can upgrade. And then now the adult bikes where they can get 30 days to check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, well, we try to do everything we can to just make it easy and fun for people to get on bikes. I mean, it's something that we like to do. It's something that we're passionate about. And, you know, people think about their local bike shops and they think about maybe what they had as a kid and how, oh, it doesn't matter where you go. You just get onto your local bike shop and pick something out. And, you know, not all local shops are the same. There's a lot of great shops in this area, but I think that we're worth a drive. We're a little bit bigger. We have a little bit more selection. We have a little bit more capable staff, I believe. And really, we have everything that you need. Anything that goes from streamers to the handlebar, to mirrors, to car racks, to roof racks, to clothing, gloves, helmets. Everything you need to ride a bike, we've got it. And if we don't have it in the store, we'll get it for you.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. And it's getting to be that time of year, just a couple more weeks of holiday shopping. And people can order bikes for Christmas?
Absolutely. We have a lot in stock, but if we don't have the size or color, we'll get it for you. And, you know, if you ask people what they want for the holidays, bikes are still number one. You know, there's been a lot of electronics for kids in the last few years, but we're also seeing a trend away from that. We've noticed that, you know, we don't want kids addicted to video games and sitting around the house all the time. We want to get them out and riding and get a little exercise and fresh air, and the bikes are the way to do it.
Now, if we have people listening to this program all around the world, as a matter of fact, but let's say they're in New York and they have their children have a family and live in the, you know, Mystic area, is that something that they can call up and order a gift, you know, for their children or something like
Absolutely.
That?
We've done that. If you look at our mailing list, we've got people from the entire East Coast, Florida to Maine. We're right off the highway in Mystic. We're maybe 5 minutes off Route 95. So we get a lot of people that either summer here or just stop by here because they're visiting Mystic, happen to come to our store and are impressed enough to make a local purchase. And we'll be happy to deal with people on the phone as well. Gift certificates, bikes, we offer delivery, we'll keep the bikes here until the holidays. We'll do basically whatever it takes.
So it's not too late. It's December 7th today, and we're talking just a couple weeks to go, but people still have the opportunity to place an order. And it, like you said, if it's not here, you can do something with a gift card or something like that.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. We're happy to do that.
All right. What a great gift-giving idea. And if you have a family member that's already riding, don't forget the accessories, right?
That's right. And that's, you know, that's really one of the fun parts about a bike. Somebody gets a bike, well, it gives you a lot of options to get them something to go with it. Some clothing, some glasses, some gloves, a speedometer. You know, there's a lot of things that'll help make that ride more fun. And really, that's what it's all about, is getting out and enjoying the experience. I mean, one of the things that we sell a lot of now are cell phone holders for bikes.
There you go. Absolutely.
You never know. That's right.
I did not have one of those when I was 10.
Neither did I.
But it's great to know that all those accessories are available. Do you find yourself getting trendy? Is it like, you know, there has to be a certain jacket that everybody's wearing or a certain helmet that everybody's wearing?
Well,
or?
You know, there are certain trends, but I think really I view bikes as a little bit more timeless. And the colors may change, the fashions may change, but the essentials are still the same.
Right. It's still a matter of safety is important, so those helmets for every rider, right?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, it's the one thing that I don't ride a bike without a helmet anymore, and I think most people are more comfortable with them. A new helmet fits you better. There's some new technologies in helmets that have made them safer. They're lighter. They fit better. Really, it's a no-brainer. Excuse the pun.
Yeah.
To wear the helmet.
And it's essential. I mean, people just, you know, they think, oh well, I can get away with it because I'm just going down to the bank, you know.
And yep, and that's, you know, and that's certainly their right. But it's the one thing that we push. You come in, you want to look at a bike, take all the time you want. We give you the 30 days to even like your bike. But the one thing I'm going to try to get you to buy is a helmet.
Right. It just seems like, as you mentioned, a no-brainer that everybody should have that nowadays. Because a lot of accidents, just like automobile accidents, I'm sure, happen right around the home.
Well, that's where most people are riding. So,
right.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to focus on that so much. I mean, but there's a lot of other things that we have as well. I mean, for instance, a lot of people do spin. We have spin shoes. And we can help you set those up so that it's a proper fit for you as well.
Back up. They have what?
I guess it's been a while since you've been to the gym, but spin bike classes are huge. They're available at the Y and every other place.
Okay. Stationary.
Stationary bikes that you do inside. Absolutely.
All right.
Spin bikes is kind of the current term for that.
Okay.
And some people even have them in their home, and we can help you with that as well.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, really what we call the contact points, your hands, so, you know, a good pair of gloves, the shoes for your, you know, connect to the pedals, and also, you know, a good pair of bike shorts always helps. You know, I've been in this business a long time, and one of the things I hear is people will say, oh, well, I used to ride a bike, but then can I say butt on the air?
Sure.
Okay. You know, that my rear end hurts. And really, there's no reason for that anymore. A good pair of shorts, a good new saddle. We have those, and it makes it so much more comfortable and fun to ride when you're not in pain.
Right. The comfort is the whole big deal. That's all major part of it. You want to be comfortable. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to get out. You want to get some fresh air. You want to get some exercise. Biking is a great exercise.
I mean, and you know, you don't have to be a super enthusiast. You don't have to get out at 5 a.m. and you know, race against the local experts. You know, biking is for everybody, and it's fun to just get out and get some fresh air. I mean, I've had the luxury of being able to do some long bike trips of my own. For instance, I rode from Seattle to Chicago once. That was a good trip.
That's a long
trip. And, you know, going over the Rocky Mountains and Glacier National Park is still one of the highlights of my life. So I know what it's like. And, you know, I'm not fast. There's a lot of people that are faster than I am. But I'm just going out. I'm having a good time. And I really want to help other people do that as well.
Well, I think it's an amazing story that bicycles can continue to be a great hobby for people and a great way to spend time and get everybody out, get some exercise, and have some family time, too. That's very important. So you have all of those things available at your shop. We're talking about the Mystic Cycle Center. Rob, I want you to give the phone number one more time so people can call if they have questions.
Sure. The area code is 860-572-7433. And it's 572 RIDE for the Mystic Cycle Center.
There you go. All right. Rob, thanks so much for coming in this morning and sharing your thoughts with our audience. Sounds like a lot of fun. And it looks like something that everybody should be doing.
Well, I agree. And thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here. I love this station. And thank you for your time.
All right. We'll see you. And we'll see you all next time on Company Break.